Bonjour! And welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. And today's Ojibwe word or phrase of the day, Gi Zugipon Tibak Kong. It snowed last night. Isn't that right, sweetie?
That's right.
And Gi Zugipon Tibak Kong. When you want to say something happened in the past, you got to start it with a Gi. Gi Zugipon. If you're going to say, it will snow in the future, you say, Wi Zugipon. But last night it snowed, so Gi Zugipon Tibak Kong. Last night. It snowed last night, and there's a beautiful snow on the ground now.
Yeah, huh?
And I say, you know, let's bring it on. If it's going to be winter, if it's going to be cold, we might as well have snow.
Might as well.
So it's just pretty out now. And what that tells us is that we can now tell the stories, the sacred stories.
Oh, what?
The Anishinaabe, the Dabaji Moan, the Indian story. So this is the story of, what should we tell? How about the migration story? You know, back in the days of the grandfathers, the Anishinaabe didn't always live in Minnesota.
Yeah,
he used to come from over in the Niagara Falls area. They would say, you know, we were from out east. But then the day came when a Mushkikiwinini, when a medicine man, he had a dream. The Great Spirit came to him in a dream and he said, hey, man, it is time you head west. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west.
Nah.
And so I want you to pack up all the people and I want you to head west. Just canoe right through the Great Lakes there. You'll be all right. And the man goes, okay, sounds reasonable enough. How far should we go? How do I know when I get there? And he goes, oh, you'll know. Don't you worry about it. You will know you are home when you come to the place where food grows on the water.
Oh.
And the guy goes, yeah, excuse me, Great Spirit, but I think you mean when food grows in the water, you know, like fish.
Yeah.
And Great Spirit was like, hey, man, don't get smart with me. He goes, no, man, just keep going. You'll understand. And so he's like, all right. And he gets up next day and he packs up everything and he tells the people, hey, man, we got to go. Load up your stuff. We're going on a trip. We're going to head west. And they're like, all right. So they canoe and they canoe and they canoe and they finally come to a place where there's manomen, wild rice. And the medicine man's like, oh, I get it now, Kitchimanadu, where food grows on the water. It kind of looks like this this rice is growing right on the water.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll set up camp here. And but just one problem. There were already people here. They were called the Dakota. And the Dakota were like, hey, man, how you guys doing? Welcome to Minnesota. And would you like some tea and something to eat? Hey, honey, why don't you make up some puppy sandwiches for these people?
Nah.
And the Anishinaabe are like, what? Oh, gross, man. You eat your dogs? Well, I tell you what, we're going to move in here. And you guys need to mahjong. We don't eat dogs. We're going to harvest this wild rice. And we'll fish the lakes. And that's how we will live. And so there was a great battle. And the Dakota fought and warred against the Ojibwe. And such a battle took place that they named the lake Red Lake. Because it ran with the blood of battle.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, it was called Pleasant Lake. But they decided, hey, you know what? This one day when there was so much violence, we should rename the lake
what?
Red Lake. Misquagamiwi Sagat Iganing. Red Lake. Anyway, and so the Ojibwe chased out the Dakota, and we made this place our home.
Oh, what?
Because we had superior technology, too. By the way, we also had guns before the Dakota. So, you know, they're like, hey, man, you want to take over here? Well, we got these spears. I got a knife made out of a fish bone. And the Anishinaabe are like, oh, yeah, we met some French fur traders, and they gave us these rifles. So, you know, say hello to my little friend.
Nah.
Go on now. And this is a story of the Anishinaabe migration.
Oh, what?
Read your history books, kids. It's all in there. You have been watching
Bujou, Nana Bujou,
a podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bujou, and I will see you again.
Geekawabamin.
Minawa.
Awa. Awa. Oh, that was a good story.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.